Other stats of note, 24 paint points for Wisconsin, 13 off turnovers, and 16 fast break points. At the half, Wisconsin 42, Stevens Point 22. And this is the Halftime Report, brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
24 minutes at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 42, Stevens Point 22, as we get ready for the second half of play. And we'll see if the Badgers can maintain the intensity, the good pace in the first half. Can they carry it over to the second?
Matt, and this is the thing with experienced teams. They don't let up. You're up by 20, but this isn't about the score. You're playing against each other. Every rep matters right now. I know it's the cliche. I know a lot of people say it, but this is what your season's built on. Every rep does matter.
I'll never forget Bo Ryan. He's told the story.
I won't either.
Yeah, I bet you won't. He told the story a zillion times. Devin Harris, who's, you know, one of the all-time greats. I don't know if it's true, but it's a good story. After a practice, Devin said, so we need to go really hard every day in practice. It was strongly recommended that he did so, and he did so, and he's a Hall of Famer now in Wisconsin.
Correct. Now, you mean there's a story that Bo tell that you might not believe?
I think, you know.
There's a chance that there's a story that Bo might like.
Never let the real facts get in the way. But it's one, that's what I'm running with. Like, that works good, Bo. Let's tell it again. And we did it again and again, and it worked.
It did work, that's for sure.
Second half underway. Max Klesman, top of the circle, and a whistle off the ball. I think they got Cal Cron there jockeying for position with Steve.
And Cron's just playing with his hands too much. You got to play with your hips on the defensive end as well. Anytime you grab, it's always going to be a foul, especially down low. It's one of the things they're looking for.
It's two on Cron. His baseline left, Hepburn inbounds to Crowell, throwing to Storr. Original starting five out there for Wisconsin. Bad entry pass from Storr, picked off by Malik Abdul-Wahid, and now they almost turn it back over again, but Miles Coleman runs down the errant pass high on the left, and the pointer's moving to our left on offense. Coleman hands off to Jake Buchanan at the top of the circle, flips to Josiah Butler with a team-high 10 points in the first half of play. Gets it to Cron. Cron with 10 on the shot clock. At the right elbow, tossed it back out to Butler, picked up by Hepburn. Josiah Butler feeds Cron, shot clock at 5. Cron at the free throw line, finds the cutter. That's Coleman, low on the right. Layup good. Got around Storr, and Coleman has 4.
And that's where A.J. had a bad pass just because of the angle, and then defensively just fell asleep a little bit. That's what we talk about. Got to be locked in every possession right here.
Opening minute, second half, 42-24 Wisconsin. Klesman at the top, throwing to Hepburn, right corner. Loops it inside, caught by Crowell off the right block. Backing on Cal Cron. Crowell in the lane, up left hand, good. Steven Crowell going to the offhand for the bucket.
Hit him with a little bit of a shoulder shake.
Yeah,
all right. All right, big fella, give me a shoulder shake.
We see you, Steven Crowell. Here's Coleman with a low pass dug out by Jake Buchanan. A minute 20 gone by, second half, 44-24, Wisconsin. Cron against Crowell, loops it to Butler, tries a three, left side, good. Josiah Butler, we see you too.
And Josiah did a great job, but Chucky came down with his hands down. When you close out, hands high, Josiah's got to think about it. He didn't have to think about that possession.
That old line, hand down, man down, right? 44-27, Wisconsin, a minute 40 gone by, second half. Hepburn did not score in the first half. He did have 5 assists and was disrupting defensively, and we have an offensive foul here against Wisconsin.
Well, we talked about playing with your hips. Steven right there plays with his hands, grabs. Anytime you grab around as a big fella, they're going to call for you. Those officials, they're always looking for big fouls on big fouls.
Yeah,
can you tell me
no
why?
Respect.
I mean,
no
they're
respect.
Always picking on the bigs.
No respect. 2 on Stevie. And the Badgers again showing a little full court press. Inbounds pass knocked out of bounds by Tyler Wall as he's checking the trigger man, Josiah Butler.
Now I know Coach Guard and everybody else is teaching, don't use your hands, use your hips to post.
Yep. Every time. Coleman will throw it in now. As the Badgers release the press, and here comes Coleman to the front court, and he's got a big gap down the lane, swoops to the rim, layup, no, but he was fouled by Crow. Wow, that the sea parted right there for Miles Coleman, and Greg Guard's going to sub. He's going to get Nolan Winter and John Blackwell out there.
And we talked about it. You can't play the scoreboard. Lack of communication. Wisconsin did a great job against the press the first half. Now all of a sudden, start 2 minutes in the second half, lack of communication, boom, wide open lane.
Two fouls on Crowell. Miles Coleman. This is the first free throw as Winter and Blackwell will come in. Crowell and Storr will sit down.
It doesn't surprise me that those are the two that sit down because those were the two that didn't communicate on that possession. Stevens got to take care of the rim first. He didn't. And then AJ didn't pass off his player.
Second free throw for Coleman is good. He gets one out of two. 44-28 Wisconsin. About 2 minutes gone by second half. Blackwell throwing to Max Klesmet between the circles. Feeds Nolan Winter at the top. Flips to Hepburn out high. Darts it inside. Caught by Wall. Turns left shoulder up right hand. Rolls around it out. No good. Rebound battled for. Wall comes up with a loose ball. Tyler in the lane. Couple of pumps up right hand. Knocked away. Winter's there. Low on the right. And the putback is good. Nolan Winter with the bucket. He has 7. 46-28 Wisconsin. And a whistle and a foul is called here on the drive from Abdul Wahad. The foul is called. And it's an offensive foul on the screen there on Logan Baumgartner. Yep, I thought that was the case. Everybody was staying down at that end of the floor, but bad screen set.
Logan just didn't play off of 2 feet.
Yep,
both ways.
Here's a feed to a cutting. Klesmet drives to the rim. Shot way off the mark, and it comes down to Stevens Point. Josiah Butler, 3-on-3. Pass deflected from behind. Looked like that might have been Chucky racing in to deflect the pass. It goes out of bounds. Connor Seagin ready to check in for Wisconsin.
This is the kind of, I don't want to say upset, but this is the most animated we've seen Coach Guard so far tonight.
Yep.
Not liking the way that this kind of team's come out of the half so far.
The Seagin in for Klesmet. 17-19 to play. 46-28 Wisconsin. Coleman baseline left. Flips it into Butler. Josiah Butler throwing to Abdul Wahid. Takes it off the right wing. Slips a pass into Miles Coleman. Left block. Turns up over Blackwell. Back rim no good. Rebound Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. Ahead to Connor Seagin up the left sideline. Seagin gets a hard screen from Wall. A throw to Tyler left of the circle. Feeds Nolan Winter. He'll pop it to Blackwell. Drives off the right wing in the lane. Kicked it out to Connor. Open three. Left side. Money. Good drive and then a kick out to Seagin for the three. And a steal by Hepburn and he'll lay it in. Chucky's defense causing the turnover and he is rewarded with the layup. 51-28 Wisconsin.
And I love the attack by Blackwell to get the three. That's what we talked about early on. Being able to attack, wide open three for Connor.
Coleman throws it out to Butler. Feeds Buchanan at the top. Little jab step. Jabs again. Long three straight away. Bounced off the rim. No good. Winter the rebound. Hands off to Hepburn. 51-28 Wisconsin. 16-20 remaining. Hepburn top of the circle. Puts it on the deck. In the lane. Runs a tough pass. Got there to Seagin on a deflection. Flips a three way off the mark. Rebound Wall. Knocked out of bounds by Wahid. And it went off of Tyler. It looked like it did. Yes, out of bounds to Stevens Point.
Offensively right now, the ball is sticking a little bit. It's pounding a little bit. We talked about pace in that first half. They were cutting off of each other. The ball was popping around the perimeter. Right now, I'm seeing it pound way too much and stay kind of right in the middle of the floor. Got to get it side to side. Got to get it to your wings. Get the defense to shift a little bit more.
Isaac Lindsay checking in for Hepburn. Badgers show press and then pull back. About 4 minutes gone, second half, 51-28, Wisconsin. Josiah Butler backing on Lindsay, backing right block. Butler throws up a tough shot, good off the glass. Josiah Butler's putting on a little bit of a show here.
Yeah, from Appleton. You know, good city, I've heard.
Of course, yeah. They got some guys who can play there?
Well, apparently. Occasionally.
Tom Oates, he's an Appleton guy. Patrick Herb, Here's John Blackwell, baseline left. I saw Coates here. I saw him across the court.
I got nothing for that. Got me on that one.
We'll take a break with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 15:43 remaining. Wisconsin 51, Stevens Point 30. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:43 to play. 51-30. Wisconsin leads Stevens points.
I'm not a big numbers guy, but there is one number I really like right now. 30 points in the paint. This
big time.
Team, yep. 2-point percentage, 322nd last year from two. They've done a good job in this exhibition of taking care of what they need to take care of inside of the three-point line.
They're the bigger team, using size to their advantage and some good half-court offense to go along with it. Stevens Point breaks a little backcourt resistance and goes into the half-court flow as Josiah Butler against Carter Gilmore tries one just inside the arc, right side, no good. Bumgardner, the weak side rebound. He'll feed Watson a reset for Stevens Point. Butler rotates. Seth Myron trying to dribble off the wing. Got cut off by Gilmore. Throw out to Butler as he walked with the ball, trying to little juke and go action against Nolan Winter. Turnover, Stevens Point.
Well, you love that from Nolan. A big that gets out on the perimeter, able to move his feet a little bit, causes the turnover. You'd love to see that from a young freshman on the defensive end.
Nolan's father, Trevor, played at Minnesota, part of that Final Four team back in 97. Mom was a volleyball player at Minnesota. Athletes abound. Here's Connor Asijan for three on the right side, and he drilled it. His second long shot of the night. 54-30, Wisconsin. A little more than 5 minutes gone, second half. Watson with a bounce to Bumgardner, left of the lane, trying to back on Gilmore. Carter holds his turf, inside feed, stolen away by Isaac Lindsay. And here's Isaac weaving front court, feeds Connor Asijan, and he stepped on the left sideline. Turnover, Wisconsin.
And that's a turnover that coaches are going to get frustrated with, because it's on the sideline. You just, it's court awareness. Yep. You got to know where you run. You can't step out of bounds in a situation like that. You run hard to your corner, know where your feet are. Careless turnover.
That's something we've seen more of when they've moved the three-point line back out a little bit more a couple years ago. Marcus Silver checks in for Gilmore. But it seems like you know, a couple times a week, or you watch enough college basketball, you'll see it more than a couple times a week, it seems.
And it's one every time that the coach's hands go right to their head.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Here's Josiah Butler against Lindsey. Butler is showing well tonight for Stevens Point. Watson, right foul line, extended jumper, bounced off the iron, no good. Blackwell the rebound. 14-18 remaining, 54-30 Wisconsin. A siege, a deep three from Blackwell. Is Connor missing a three, left of the circle, rebound A.J. Mackinnon. Up the middle to the front court comes Mackinnon for Stevens Point. A handoff to Watson, picked up by Lindsey on a switch, a throw to Butler. Driving against Marcus Silver, a kick to Bumgardner, tries a three right side. That is off the rim and in. Logan Bumgardner with a triple, and it's 54-33 Wisconsin.
And when you let an offensive player get to the paint, good things usually happen. That's what Stevens Point had right there.
13:45 remaining. Blackwell driving, kicks it to Lindsey. Extra pass, Winter. Nolan, left lane line, feeds over, tries a three left corner. Good.
Same go thing again on this end, right?
Yes, sir.
Nolan's able to drive, get to the paint, kick out for three.
57-33 Wisconsin, 13.5 to play. Seth Myron on the dribble against Ilver in the paint, kicks it to Bumgardner, tries another three, good again. Same formula, same result as Winter hits a three, and a timeout is taken, and a third, this will be a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and take a break. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 13:23 to play, Wisconsin. Wisconsin 57, Stevens Point 36. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 13:23 remaining, Wisconsin 57, Stevens Point 36. Badgers have Crowell, Klesmet, Blackwell, Lindsey, and Marcus Silver on the floor, and bringing it up is Isaac Lindsey, 6'4 junior out of Mineral Point. Goes to Blackwell, high on the right, feeds Crowell. Big Stevie right of the lane, little spin to the baseline, goes to the goal, and it was blocked by Genrich, but a foul as well. Well, young Ryan Genrich at 6'1 going up against Stevie. Not afraid. Fouled him, but not afraid. Huh?
I don't have anything.
How about one for the little guy?
I don't know. There's a reason I was quiet.
You're speechless.
That looked pretty good, too. I can't say.
Yeah, he got a lot of ball, didn't he?
It looked pretty good.
First free throw for Crowd.
But I love the spin move by Crawl. It's all about the footwork early on. Let's not worry about the end result. Like everybody wants to worry about the end result way
here
too
he
much.
Is. Here
the process to get there. Everything takes time. It's an exhibition, right?
The ultimate big man defender.
I'm just talking through the game.
J.J. Store in for Blackwell. Stevie hits the first free throw, and he hits the second.
Steve way to convert on the free throws. There we go.
Showing that touch, just like all you bigs do. I got you. 59-36 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee in for Isaac Lindsay. 13-12 to play. Presses on. Inbounds pass deflected by Ilver. It's loose. Klesman to the floor. Digs it out of there to Ilver. Badgers get a turnover off that press. It was started by Ilver. Prowl out front for Wisconsin. Hands off to Klesman. Max throwing to McGee on the left side. Kamari inside feed. Crowd catches left block. One pump and it's knocked away by Bumgarner. Turnover Wisconsin. Up the floor comes Bumgarner. Right lane line runs into McGee. Charge called. He did get there. They will still call a charge, ladies and gentlemen. Seen a few of them here tonight, as a matter of fact.
Well, we have. But Matt, the thing is, they've been the initial defenders.
Yes.
You're going to hear that all year long. If you're the initial defender, that's when you're going to be able to get that. If you're that help side defender, we aren't going to see charges from that. That's that new rule change. Mm-hmm. Again, plant foot, but if you're that initial one, you can have your feet down and you can get it, just like Kamara did.
12:45 remaining. Now Cron back in there for Stevens Point, by the way. McGee throwing to Klesman, right of the circle, loops it to Ilver, right point, feeds Crowell at the top. Stevie with a handoff to Klesman. Max taps it to Ilver. Dribbles off the right wing. Ilver down the lane to the rim, and he was fouled on the attack. Seeing some good things here in the last couple of minutes from Marcus Ilver. He'll go to the free throw line.
And you talked with Coach before the game. You know, he kind of had his 8 to 10 guys. Well, 12 have played so far. So it's one of those things when you look at that, and I think everybody that stepped on the floor has shown bits and pieces of what they have all throughout this whole training camp.
Yeah,
that's
really
why
have.
Greg, you know, Coach is in a tough situation. How do you shrink that down? Because everyone's performed in different ways.
Good problem to have. Bumgarner called for the foul. Usually, as the story goes, that works itself out. But in the meantime, you have highly competitive practices.
And you didn't always have that last year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like the depth was an issue.
There was an issue.
Yep. Something they hope and expect not to be an issue this season. Second free throw is no good. Battling for the rebound was Crowell, but Stevie going over the back. And again, no love for the big guy as Crowell picks up the foul, his third.
And the thing with depth, right, it gives Coach Gard an opportunity to coach a little bit more. Hold guys accountable a little bit. Hey, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, the Whispering Pines, you come sit with me a little bit. And unfortunately, there's no more Whispering Pines. They're all nice chairs. Give me the wood bleachers.
The late Bob Knights, and no, nothing motivates like, I'll rephrase it, having your behind on the bench, right? Just, if you haven't heard, Bob Knight, the legendary coach, passed away today at the age of 83. Here's A.J. Mackinnon on the drive, and his attack is rejected inside. It comes down to Max Klesman for Wisconsin. 12:08 remaining, Badgers up 23. Marcus Ilver out front, throwing to Klesman outside left. Klesman feeds Winter, tries another three right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Marcus Ilver gets the offensive board, finds a cutting Winter, but cannot handle the pass out of bounds. Nolan claiming it was deflected out. No sale for the freshman, and we'll take a break. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. We'll step away. 11:55 remaining. Wisconsin 59. Stevens Point 36. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. Get the LED 52-inch Guilford indoor ceiling fan for $44.49 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Seconds remaining in this exhibition matchup. Wisconsin 59, Stevens Point 36. Butchie, I see one thing on the stat line that Greg's not going to be real thrilled about unless they can go clean the rest of the way. Turnovers. They have 11 of them here. So they were clean right to start the game, but it's gotten a little bit choppy here at times.
And you're used to that in the second half up by 20. And I think Coach Gard is somewhat happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because tomorrow,
yep,
during film, you can evaluate all that.
Yes.
And you get people's attention. So as much as it's not a good thing, not a horrible thing right now.
We were talking about Monday, different story. Yes, we talked about that during the break. You have to be a little bit twisted to coach, right? There's just certain things, we got some stuff we can have teaching points about. That's how it works.
And a couple of those were just bad angles, bad situations that are very easy to correct.
Badger Show press release, and here's Josiah Butler with a basketball right now for Stevens Point. And tried to get it into Cron, and it's deflected and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Cal Cron. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Mentioned Josiah Butler. He has 15 points. He is the one-pointer in double figures. He's been good. 7 of 11 from the field. With the ball is Chucky Hepburn out between the arcs. A lob into Ilver. Slam dunk. The lob to Marcus. And a youngster out of Estonia sends it down with authority.
I did not think the first lob of the Badger season was going to be to Marcus. I thought for sure it was going to be A.J. Store, but I'll take it.
No doubt. On both counts. Bad pass, stolen away. Cron with a pass, went right into the hands of Klesman. 61-36 Wisconsin. Here's Hepburn, goes into Nolan Winter. That's knocked away by Genrich, and Wisconsin will keep it. 11:04 remaining, 61-36. Wisconsin leading Stevens Point.
And Greg's mentioned this a bunch of times about Marcus. I believe he has terrific potential. Just needs to let it go a little.
Yeah.
We're seeing that right now in the second half.
Here's Nolan Winter, left shoulder turn, up right hand, won't fall for him. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Stevens Point. And Parker Prawl, who had checked in, got a hand on it. Yeah, Marcus, one of those guys who can show the flashes, and it's another line you hear a lot from coaches, a word, consistency. Looking for that.
It is.
Hepburn inbounds to Klesman. Max on the right wing, takes it off the wing, throws it out the store. AJ in the lane, 14-footer is good. AJ Store with 14 points tonight and hasn't needed a whole lot of shots to get there. He continues to be efficient. Butler with a pass knocked away by Marcus Hilver on the run out down the lane. Two-hand dunk from Marcus Hilver, who's showing some pretty good things here tonight. And the Pointers will take a timeout with 10:32 remaining. And this will be a full timeout. So we will go ahead and take a break. 10:32 remaining. 65-36. Wisconsin leads Stevens Point. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
born and raised in Wisconsin.
So we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
We play on at the Kohl Center, 9:48 remaining, 65-36 Wisconsin. Here comes Chucky Hepburn in the lane, kick out Storr, open three left corner off the rim, no good. Ilver reaching up and getting the offensive rebound out to Hepburn, and then Chucky had it knocked away, and it was a kicked ball, and the Badgers keep possession. Marcus Ilver continuing to do some things there, getting an offensive board. John Blackwell, Connor Esegian will check in for Wisconsin as Storr and Klesman will come out.
Marcus, 7 points in the second half, 3 of 3. Very active. He's talking about the offensive rebound again, but got into passing lane, ends up in a dunk. Had him for a lob. Just different ways he's kind of got involved.
Very active, Chucky Hepburn. Baseline right, will inbound for Wisconsin. Chucky looking into Nolan Winter. He'll go up and get it. Winter in the lane, little up and under, throws one up, missed, but a foul, and Winter will go to the free throw line with 9:32 to play, 65-36, Wisconsin. Cal Cron picked up the foul, and that is his fourth as Nolan Winter goes to the free throw line. Freshman 2 of 2 at the stripe, 7.6 rebounds for Winter. First free throw is good. They list him at 6'11", but I was talking to him last week, and he mentioned a couple times, yeah, I'm 7 feet. Now, a lot of times you don't. I've been around some seven-footers who don't admit that. But, I'm 7 footer. Second free throw is good.
I didn't like it, but then I realized I needed a roundup. Seven's a different number.
Yeah, it is. You'd be proud of that.
Helps with paychecks, too. Get out of here.
It never hurts.
No, it doesn't.
You're 7 feet.
Oh, good. Of course.
Let's get that guy.
7-1 with shoes.
Here's Bumgarner for three. Left side, no good. And the 7-footer, Nolan Winter, gets the rebound. 67-36 Wisconsin, 9:15 remaining. Connor Esegian high on the left. Esegian throws to Hepburn between the arcs. He's against Miles Coleman. Here's Chucky on the penetration down the lane. Layup good. Hasn't scored a lot, but he's done a lot of other good things and a good attack right there.
I love to see Chucky try to get to the paint more this year, especially. He's so quick. He's lost the weight. His first step is much quicker.
Here's Cal Cron running left-hander in the paint. No good. Rebound ripped away by Winter. 69-36 Wisconsin. 8:45 remaining. Hepburn around a Winter screen, and he'll try a three. Good, Chucky Hepburn for a three. Right, we talked about in the first half, but he looks so good, and he's been, you know, the exercise is the one thing, but the diet, he's been very careful what he puts into his body, and it's really been paying off. As Miles Coleman goes inside, and now Coleman gets it back, missed the chippy inside off the feed from Prawl, and the Badgers secure the rebound. 9:18 remaining, 72-36 Wisconsin, as Blackwell gets fouled by Parker Prawl out on the right wing.
And you're talking about Chucky's diet, but that usually happens with experience, with age. You understand where you want to play at.
Yep.
You come in as a freshman, you just do what you did in high school. You don't necessarily understand. And I went through that process. I put a lot of weight on, and then all of a sudden you lose it, and you feel comfortable playing at a certain weight, but that happened junior, senior year. Well, where is Chucky right now? In that same area of understanding where he's going to feel most comfortable to play at the level that he wants to play at.
You know, it's interesting. As a freshman, he hit a lot of big shots, none bigger than the Big Ten championship-winning shot against Purdue. And last year it didn't always work out that way, but he had five end-of-game steals that sealed games. He likes to defend as Blackwell at the foul line with a 1-1. Missed the front end. Rebound comes out to him. He secures it. Feeds a siege in left side. Goes into Carter Gilmore at the left block. Kick out Blackwell, top of the circle. And the freshman in the lane runs it back out to Lindsay. Extra pass right side to a siege. Sidesteps left. Three in the air. Right wing off the rim. No good. Blackwell, the rebound low on the left. Up. Got it. It counts and a foul. John Blackwell with the and one.
Get ready to hear his name. More than what people think this year.
I think you're right. Young man knows how to play. And we got a timeout on the floor. Exactly 8 minutes remaining. Wisconsin 74, Stevens Point 36. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast. Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Minutes left at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 74, Stevens Point 36. Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, AJ Storr. They're talking about him in the air quote secret scrimmage against Northern Iowa. Did some good things. You're allowed to at least tell you how many points guys scored. He was impressive there, and he's been really efficient here tonight, Butchie, with 14 points.
Yeah, 14 points, 5 of 7, 2 of 3 from 3. But he hasn't forced anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think coming in, first time, playing in front of the crowd, exhibition game. I know they've had the scrimmage. A lot of new guys will force it. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen that at all from AJ.
No, you really haven't. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. John Blackwell at the free throw line. 4 points, 5 rebounds for him tonight.
And we talked about kind of the start. The first 2 minutes weren't great. However, Wisconsin right now on an 18-0 run over the last 5 minutes and 12 seconds.
Works every time.
They've listened.
Yes, they have. Free throw is good from Blackwell, completing the 3-point play. 75-36 Wisconsin. Miles Coleman left side against Asijan. Hands off to Malik Waheed. He's off to Coleman, dribbles off the left wing, digging in is Gilmore. Coleman kicks it back out of there to Seth Myron. Shot clock is at 10. Myron in the paint, finds the cutter inside, low on the right, up no good. Rebound, Gilmore. There's a dual Waheed, just unable to finish. Here's Blackwell on the right side, thought about it, thought otherwise, feeds a CJ. They wrap it along the perimeter. Isaac Lindsay against Coleman. Lindsay throwing to Blackwell at the right point. Dual Waheed defending. Now it's Nolan Winter at the top of the circle. Winter feeds Carter Gilmore off the left wing. A little spin. Finds Asijan. Open three. Go to the left side. Connor Asijan. His third three-point hit. 7:06 remaining. 78-36 Wisconsin. Badgers will sub Chris Hodges coming in for Nolan Winter. So Hodges getting some run. 6'9", sophomore out of Schaumburg, Illinois. Appeared in 14 games last year. Jake Buchanan on the dribble right side against Asijan. A bounce into Cal Cron. Cron against Hodges. Kron, right elbow, throwing to Myron. Left of the circle. Digging in is Blackwell. Not giving an inch. Kron at the top of the arc. Throws it back. Myron with a shot fake. Now at the free throw line. His pass disrupted by Lindsay trying to rip it away from Coleman. And I think they got the tie-up. They did. Stevens Point with the arrow.
But good defensive awareness there. Everyone stayed in front, made sure they had vision on their man and the ball. Stevens Point was kind of floating around trying to figure out their offense, and they stayed active and aware of where the ball was.
Four on the shot clock. And Stevens Point will be subbing as Shane Targin coming in, sophomore out of Niles, Illinois, in for Buchanan. Four on the shot clock, 6:39 of the game clock, 78-36 Wisconsin. Myron, baseline left, goes into Kron, three to shoot, two to shoot, one to shoot, ran out of time. Just unaware, Cal Kron trying to back down on Chris Hodges, shot clock violation. So the Badgers back at it, 6.5 minutes remaining, 78-36. Greg Gard's group in control. Hodges on the right side against Kron. A throw to Gilmore. Leaves it for Lindsay, left of the circle. A pass for Connor Esegian at the free throw line. Turning, shooting, hitting. Esegian now in rhythm.
Use the word rhythm. It's exactly what it was. Second half, he had his three threes go down, and now the rest of it's starting to flow again.
6:10 to play, 80-36 Wisconsin. Here's Coleman, knocked away. Ball is loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. Damari McGee will come in, as will Luke Hurdle, 6'4 sophomore out of Heartland, Lake Country Lutheran, as Lindsay and Esegian will sit down. 6:05 to play, 80-36 Wisconsin. Badgers led at the half, 42-22. Inbounds pass Brennan Tim back in there for the pointers. Tim backing on Blackwell, left of the lane. A throw out to Abdul Wahid. At the free throw line, shot clock is at 8. Wahid finds Tim, bobbles, gathers, 5 to shoot. Mid-range jumper, left side, good from Brennan Tim, who averaged about 8 a game a year ago. 80-38, Wisconsin, with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Luke Hurdle throwing to Hodges, top of the circle, a pass for Blackwell. Leaves it for Gilmore at the top. Gilmore, one dribble, a handoff to McGee, right-hand toss Hodges at the point. Feeds Hurdle. Hurdle with 10 on the shot clock, throws it to Gilmore. Gilmore puts it on the deck, left lane line. He got tied up and fouled by Malik Abdul-Wahid. And Gilmore to the free throw line. Team foul number 9 on the pointers.
This group that's in for Wisconsin right now, bunch of guys trying to fight for minutes. Bunch of guys trying to crack that, you know, 8 to 12. But these guys are so valuable, especially with an experienced group, because they've come in offensively, they've played with great pace, there's no turnovers. When they do that, they put pressure on the starters during practice as well.
Yeah, serve and notice, right?
You don't get that everywhere.
Yeah, serve and notice. Front end miss from Carter Gilmore. The pointers clear the rebound. Abdul Wahid with the basketball right of the circle. Stops at the right elbow, hands off to Shane Targin. Flips to Tim on the left wing, just under the three-point line. Facing off with Blackwell, turning up left hand, way short, gathered by Gilmore underneath. And here's John Blackwell to the front court for Wisconsin. Blackwell out front. Now it's McGee, a flip for Gilmore, top of the circle. Carter puts it on the deck, stops right block, kicks to Gilmore, extra pass Blackwell, three shot, left corner is good. John Blackwell with a triple, 83-38 Wisconsin, 4:40 remaining. Darius Bold into the front court, junior out of Glendale, Nicolet High School. Targin throws to Kron. Kron right of the lane. He'll feed Bolden up top. Matched up with Kamari McGee. Bolden hooks it back, intended for Kron to deflect it. Blackwell trying to save, and he does to Hodges. Here's Hodges, left lane line, turns up right hand, good. That's just all effort right there, resulting in the bucket for Hodges. 85-38 Wisconsin, 4:08 remaining. Brennan Tim at the top of the circle. Checked by Hurdle, who now picks up Abdul Wahid. Knocked away by McGee, reaching in, called for the foul. 4:01 to play. 85-38 Wisconsin. McGee, they actually called a foul on Hurdle. Sorry about that.
No, McGee does such a great job of getting his hands right. But when you go in and you dig, dig up. It's one of those things. Like, as soon as you dig down, they're going to get you. But that's what Kamari can do. Bring some energy when energy is needed at times. We've seen it last year. You're seeing it bits and pieces. Now, it doesn't matter what time of the game it is. He brings the energy all the time.
And a Racine St. Catherine. Get Sharif Chambliss going about Racine St. Catherine.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
I made that mistake. One of the greats. Here's Shane Targin trying a desperation three way off the mark. Badgers clear it. And Sharif, part of the Greg Gard staff, former Badger player, all-around great guy. They all are. Joe Krabenhoff, Dean Oliver on that staff, of course. With the ball is McGee throwing to Marcus Silver. He's Luke Hurdle on the left side. Hurdle against Shane Targin. Shot clock is at 8. Hodges throwing to Blackwell high on the right. Blackwell with 5 to shoot. Blackwell against Bolden. Blackwell with 2 to shoot. With 1 knocked away, and it'll go into the hands of Stevens Point. Up the floor comes Bolden. Darius Bolden lets it fly. Mid-range jumper no good. Blackwell the rebound with 3 minutes to play. 85-38 Wisconsin. And a whistle, and I believe a timeout taken by the Badgers. We'll keep it here with 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play. It was immediate timeout, but we've used all of ours. So we can chat a little bit. 2:57 to play, 85-38 Wisconsin. You touched on it, Butchie. You know, Badgers led by 20 at the half. Got a little choppy to start the second half, but they got things righted. This run that they're still going on right now is 28-2.
You can say it again, 28-2. And defensively, they've been locked in.
Yes.
And I think it's one of those things. Stevens Point, obviously, trying to figure themselves out. Two newcomers. But they put some pressure in different areas. And defensively, Wisconsin responded to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing that I look at with it overall is there hasn't been that lapse. And to me, that's crucial. And especially a game like this.
And I think with the depth being what it is, that lends itself to not having a sustained letdown, right? You might have a hiccup here or there, but it kind of serves notice that, hey, if you start the nap on us, we've got options here.
And again, it's not just the 8-12. You know, when you look at the guys, it's even deeper in on that bench. And I think when you talk about the great teams at Wisconsin, the biggest thing that I take away from it, the game teams that I was on, there's always competition.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get an older team better? That second wave of group every day comes in and wants to kick your you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
And that competition breeds greatness. And I think that's what this team is set up for.
Yeah.
Not every Wisconsin team has had the depth throughout. Now, a lot of them have, right? But last year, that was an area of the depth where how do we practice? How do we compete every single day we showed? And you talked about, you know, Bo Ryan said about Devin Harris. Is we got to compete every day. That's the standard here.
Yeah, it is. And the line, too, that Greg Gard is a believer in, you've heard other coaches say it through the years, if you can get your program to a point where it could get old and stay old, beating experience. And that doesn't – I mean, obviously, freshmen can blend in like Connor Asigian did last year. And they've had a lot of them. Brad Davison as a freshman. We could keep going. But if the core of your team has been around for a few years, that generally bodes well, especially for this program.
Especially in this day and age. I mean, the Big Ten lost 42 players conference, 42 players to the transfer portal, and 7 to the early NBA entry.
Mm.
That's 49 players this conference has lost.
That's a ton.
Wisconsin lost
one.
Like that number right there explains it.
It really does. Says something about the culture of this program. Among other things, right? Isaac Gard, Ross Candelino on the floor for Wisconsin, as is Marcus Silver is on the floor. And a feed for Isaac Gard wide of the target in the left corner. It goes out of bounds to Stevens Point. 2:53 remaining, 85-38 Wisconsin. Darius Bolden to the front court. Well, the pointers, James Sibley on the floor right now. Sophomore out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Feed Shane Targin, a bounce into Josiah Gilly. On the left wing, starts to back on Hodges. Little dig from Ilver and a low throw to a cutting Sylvie. It goes off of his legs, but there is Brennan Tim. Feeds Gilly. Foul line jumper no good. Rebound into the hands of Isaac Gard. 2:25 to play. Gard to the front court for Wisconsin. High screen from Ilver. Gard turns a corner, slips it into Hodges. Had it knocked away and a turnover for the Badgers. Sylvie to the front court. Feeds Bolden right of the lane. Gard gets back defensively. And a bounce inside. Sylvie catches. Right block up and in over Candelino. James Sively with the bucket. 85-40 Wisconsin with 2 minutes to play in the game. Jack Janicki in the game. Freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. With the ball is guard on the left wing. Guard throwing to Ilver. Snaps off a three, and that is wide left with a brick, and the rebound comes down to Gilly. Outlet to Targin. Targin goes into Brennan Tim in the lane, and a late footer around the rim and in. Brennan Tim with four, 85-42 Wisconsin, with a minute 35 to play. Here's Janik. He drives the lane to the rim, and the layup falls off, no good. Rebound to Targin to the front court. He'll feed Sively back to Targin on the handoff. Flips to Sively into Gilly, baseline right. And a lefty with the jumper, good. Little mid-range game. And Josiah Gilly, 85-44, Wisconsin. A minute 10 to play. Janicki gives off to Candelino, sophomore out of Jacksonville, Florida. Candelino with a flip to Ilver, rotates to guard, high on the left. Guard leaves it for Hodges at the top, going to Janicki. Flips it to Ilver. He sends to Candelino with 10 to shoot. Candelino, pull up 10-footer, good. Ross Candelino, the lefty with the jumper, and a timeout to sub here as Luke Hurdle will be checking back in, and Kent Dernbach getting some guys some run late in the game as well. Blake Quartz coming in, sophomore out of Freedom, Wisconsin. Tyson Skalecki, sophomore out of Union Grove, getting some run here at the Kohl Center. Ryan Peterson, Water Street, Michigan. As we play this one out, Sively with a three try right side, no good. Candelino the rebound with 40 seconds to play, 87-44 Wisconsin. Hurdle at the top, throwing to Candelino high on the left. Candelino with a bounce intended for Hurdle, and it's knocked away and out of bounds by A.J. Utech. And they get a foul on Utech, as a matter of fact, with 31.3 to play. So that gets Luke Hurdle to the free throw line. Luke was one, we talk about it every year, one of those really valuable scout team players. Redshirted last year, 6'4 sophomore, really smart. Missed the first free throw. Really high basketball IQ. One of those guys you really like having around in your program.
One of those guys you have to have in the program.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Pass goes inside, out they go, and a three-try left corner is off the rim from Skalecki. Rebound fought for and gathered by Blake Quartz. He'll try a jumper, missed it. Rebound, Isaac Gard, and a good save into Janicki. Well, good effort from Isaac Gard with 10 seconds to play as Janicki can dribble this one out, and the games begin for real on Monday night. Good night, the Guarding Against Cancer game. So many people recognized here tonight. Great effort on both programs' part, Wisconsin, as well as UW-Stevens Point. Wish all the best for the Pointers this coming year.
Yeah, you got to love the way they played, obviously. A little bit outmatched, height, all that stuff, but again, with 12 newcomers, they're trying to find themselves out too a little bit.
Hopefully both teams learned a few things that'll help them moving forward. Our final tonight, Wisconsin 87, Stevens Point 44. Butchie and I are back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh!
Hold on, just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
You get a fist bump. You get a fist bump. Everybody gets a fist bump. Badger players making their way around the court here at the Kohl Center as Wisconsin defeats Stevens Point 87-44. A.J. Storr with 14 points leading the way. Connor Resegian with 10. Make that 11. Sorry, Connor. He had 11 points. Stephen Crowell with 10. Nolan Winter tonight, Brian, 9 points, 9 rebounds. Again, you're kind of getting your feet wet in a game like this, an exhibition game. You're much bigger than the other guys, but so it's fun to see anybody do well, but especially these guys getting their first run in a game setting in a Wisconsin uniform.
Well, you talk about Nolan, but during the red-white scrimmage, he had 13 points and 12 rebounds. So, you know, good back-to-back with fans in the crowd and just a different atmosphere.
Yeah, looking forward to up next, our next post-game segment, our debut of Butchie's Breakdown. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers post-game show is coming up. We'll have Butchie's Breakdown coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing?"
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Now
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take care of business tonight, 87-44 against Stevens Point. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. '87-44 Wisconsin defeats Stevens Point tonight, and now our season debut, the premier edition of Butchie's Breakdown.
Well, Matt, I think one of the things when you look at this, a couple of question marks we had going into this game, how are they going to do from two-point percentage? 322nd last year in that, 44 points in the paint, so a great answer in this exhibition game. I love the way that Wisconsin transitioned. 22 fast break points were huge. Now, the answer, the question we had was, chemistry, how do you build it? Coming out of training camp, you've got new ways that you're trying to connect with each other. 13 assists in that first half I thought was very crucial, and I love the pace at which Wisconsin was moving the basketball. It was going side to side. Everybody was touching it. Everybody was getting involved. You saw a lot of easy baskets. Anytime you don't have to work for the basketball or